Danny Tetzloff, hello.
How are you? I'm good.
Hey, welcome to Laborers for Neighbors. Thank you for being a guest. Laborers for Neighbors is a show about laborers and work and jobs and how it manifests itself and blesses not just us, that's fine, but also our neighbors, others, acquaintances, strangers, and even people that we don't like. You and I, full disclosure, are classmates from the late 1800s.
Yeah, 1800s in first grade. First grade classmates.
St. John's Lutheran.
College even.
Say that again? In college.
College for a couple of years that maybe we didn't even know that.
Well, I think we were fed up with each other at that point.
Maybe.
You have an interesting job, and how long have you worked in baseball?
I've worked in baseball since 2000. With a 1 year, I was kind of out of the business, and it made me realize I love working in baseball, and I had to get back in. But, I was in my mid-30s and had a corporate sales job, company car expense account, did a lot of things. But I always wanted to work in professional sports or the business side of sports, whether that was at a college, university, or minor league baseball, NFL football. But, you know, like anything that you think is a cool job, they're hard to find. So I naively went to the baseball winter meetings in Dallas, I guess, in December. And then I finally discovered there was a job fair at these winter meetings. So I went to the job fair in Dallas, paid my way to go down there, and went to this job fair. And as a 34 or 35-year-old guy, I went there with the intent that, hey, I've worked in the corporate world selling stuff and I've managed restaurants. That was a previous job I had. I said, some team will hire me to run their baseball team. I was wrong. They're there at the job fair trying to find entry level positions and fill those. And everybody, there were 500 people at the job fair. I probably was one of the oldest people at the job fair, but I got a few interviews and I ended up, I also wanted to kind of venture out west. So being from North Carolina, I traveled out west a few times and I landed with a team that was moving from Butte, Montana to Casper, Wyoming. So I went to Casper, Wyoming, and my title was stadium manager. But in theory, I was the oldest intern in minor league baseball that year. My first job in baseball was with the Casper Rockies. We were a rookie league affiliate for the Major League Colorado Rockies. And we were building a brand new park in Casper, Wyoming that did not get finished in time for the 2001 season. So we played in a temporary park that was about 50 years old. And we had to get creative. The stadium manager actually got very creative that year and had to expand some dugouts with tents at the end of the dugouts just to make them big enough and make everybody happy. And I didn't know how to I'm not a groundskeeper, but I had to rebuild the mound and make it higher for everybody to be happy. There was a bunch of things I did. I kind of, you know, did the proverbial put lipstick on a pig to make it work and had a blast. That was my first year. I loved it.
What did you major in at UNC Charlotte?
I was a business administration. I started out as an engineering student, as my dad and one of my brothers are both engineers. So I thought, hey, I like math. I'll go to college and be an engineer. And 2 years in, I changed my major to business and
What is the earliest that you can recollect? Well, where did you get your work DNA from?
I always tell people I got my work DNA from just my dad and I got two older brothers that worked their tail off, and I got a work ethic from them. They go nonstop. So if you want to be in the Tetzloff family, you better work hard to keep up with them, you know? So that's kind of what I did. So, I mean, I'm the kind of person that will do whatever it takes to get the job done. If it means staying late, you stay late. And then in baseball, you know, my days during the season, typically this year excluded, are I'm here at 8 or 9 in the morning. And I leave it if we have games, I leave at, you know, midnight, 1 or 2 in the morning and do it all over the next day.
What is the earliest that you can recollect? This is a hard question that you can recollect having some sense that you would like to be in sports, that you would like to work in sports?
Oh, God, I'd probably say just after I got out of college.
Why did what led to that thought?
I knew I couldn't, I didn't have the talent to play on a team, but I always just was fascinated with the operations. So when I went to a minor league baseball game, I'd look around and see people walking around, or even a hockey game, I'd see them work. I knew they were working, and I was like, well, they had to do something to fill the seats. They had to do something to sell these hot dogs. I want to help do that, you know.
Do you remember a well-coached or well-run sports team growing up? Did you have a favorite?
Not really. I do recall, as I got out of college, I just went to some games, minor league baseball games in Winston-Salem.
Winston-Salem.
They were, at that time, they were the Winston-Salem Spirit, and then they became the, I think they finally, when it switched from the Spirit, they became the Warthogs, and now they're the Winston-Salem Dash.
And do you remember what they were before they were the Spirit?
They were at one point the Winston-Salem Red Sox.
You got it. You win the prize.
Okay. Yeah, they changed affiliations a few times. But, yeah, I'd go out there, and I did meet a guy that was the GM of the Winston-Salem team. I was working at a restaurant that you may know that's real close to R.J. Reynolds that's not there anymore, the Twin City Diner.
Yes.
It's a little bar and grill. And I was kind of managing that place. I got to meet a guy there that worked for the – at the time, they were the – I think they were still the Spirit. They might have been changing to the Warthogs. And I talked to him a few times about his job. I went and met with him, too, and just said, I'm interested in the business, you know, and what can I do? And, you know, when people tell you what you can do, and I finally got older and was at a point in my life where I'm like, you know, I don't have a wife and kids. I can take a step back and make next to nothing and chase a dream.
Good. See, that's why we're chatting, because you chase the dream. And that is interesting. That is an interesting thing. What city do you live in now?
Everett, Washington.
And what city, big city, is that close to?
Seattle.
How many miles away?
26.
And so Everett is a bedroom community of what did you just say?
Seattle.
Seattle, right?
Yes. Yes, we are definitely a bedroom community, because the cost of living in Seattle has just pushed people further north. That's the bedroom communities go past Everett.
And Everett, I gather from the name of your team, is in a valley.
Well, we're right on the Puget Sound. So the Everett Aqua Sox, when the guy named the team the Aqua Sox when they, in 95, he loved the tradition of Sox as a baseball name, Red Sox, White Sox, and we're real close to the water, the Puget Sound. It's about 3 miles that way. And we also get a fair amount of rain in the Pacific Northwest. So he just said, he was going to call them the Aqua Sox, and he loved the Brazilian tree frog, and he said, that's going to be our logo. So we got, you know, if you
– The Brazilian logo, tree frog? Is that a thing?
That's our Aqua Sox hat. There's the Brazilian tree frog. That's our primary logo. This is our official home hat.
Now you're promoting. I love it. So it's the Everett – Aqua Sox, and before he came up with that name, no one had ever come up with the name Aqua Sox.
Probably not, and I think we're the only one, other than some youth teams pick up the name because they like it, and it's pretty cool when some group in Atlanta is ordering all this merchandise online. You're like, why is this? And you finally reach out to somebody and say, why are y'all buying 15 hats and all these T-shirts? And they say, oh, our kids' team wanted to be the Aqua Sox. I'm like, okay,
ooh,
cool.
That's how cool is that? That's the coolest thing I've heard.
That's neat. That's neat.
So, how long have you been with the Everett Aqua Sox?
This would have been my sixth season. I started here in 2015.
Boy, this is a tough question. COVID-19 has knocked you all out. What in the world have you been doing with your time in the last 2 or 3 months? When would your season normally start?
We are a short season club, so we would have started actually about 3 weeks ago. We would have started June 17th, which is after the Major League draft. So when players get drafted, they send them to our club.
Are you a man without a country now, right now?
It's been challenging. I've been, well, obviously, until they officially announced we didn't have a season last week, we kind of knew the writing was on the wall, and you know, we were holding out hope in April and May when things were looking bad. We kind of thought, well, we're going to get this resolved and we're going to be able to play baseball. And then as we got into the month of June or late May, you're kind of thinking it's not going to happen. And here we are. And so, yeah, I'm kind of a lost puppy with nowhere to go.
A dumb question. And this is a hard question, because if I were me in your shoes, I would go back and forth between depression and I'm not sure what the other thing I would go toward, but I would sleep in most days. I would grow a beard. I would lose some hope. I would lose some zeal for life. Is there any good thing is there any silver lining for you in the last 2 or 3 months?
I hate that you hit the nail on the head, but what you just said, it does hit home. It's been challenging. You know, cause we connect so much with the community. I've got so many people that when I see them at the ballpark, they're my family. And so now I don't see them, you know, because I got season ticket holders that come out nightly. I got people that I only see during the season that hold a special place in my heart. So some good things have come out of this. Well, I don't know if it's good. I've started playing golf again, so that's more frustrating than good.
Have you caught Have you caught up with anyone that you would not have caught up with?
Yeah, I mean, I've dealt with the frustration that we're all going through with some people that, you know, I worked with in the past that I haven't talked to in a while. We have connected to say, hey, how are you getting through this? What are you doing? What are you doing promotion wise to keep your fans engaged, so you're not just totally off the radar and things like
what,
that?
What are you doing?
We have done some different things. We do a Facebook Live trivia every couple of weeks, Aqua Sox trivia, and it's based on, it's not just trivia about the Aqua Sox, it's baseball trivia, it's general trivia, it's trivia about Games of Thrones, it's on Facebook Live, but we've got an app people use that they play the game, and we give away prizes when they're done. Whoever, you know, top scorers get prizes. So that's one thing we've done. We did a virtual 5K about 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, and raise money for our local YMCA.
What is a virtual 5K?
Well, instead of all meeting here at the ballpark and running a 5K at our ballpark and around the neighborhood, we said measure five kilometers at home, and you're gonna get a nice prize, and you're gonna help raise money for the YMCA.
So they videotape themselves running?
They just timed it and were posting on Facebook and take a picture.
I see.
Things like that.
Have you become 1%? I know you're an all shucks humble guy, but have you become 1% more well known because of the situation, because of the virtual stuff, or 1% less?
Because our trivia is done by a guy that's our on field MC.
I see.
So I'm not in front of the camera or anything like that.
I see.
I have been quoted in the paper, you know, more as different stories come out. But no, it hasn't made me more prominent in the neighborhood or anything
the thing that you have done in Everett in the last several years that is, I don't know, contributes to the community? A volunteer work or just something that you enjoy doing?
Pretty active with the Boys and Girls Club as a team, as our organization. We make a lot of monetary donations to them. I've been a part of Real Men Wear Pink for the American Cancer Society the last couple of years.
The photo on your Facebook is pink.
Yep, there you go.
Look at me.
Yep, and that's a photo actually with one of our coaches from 2017, Andy Boteen. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. Was drafted many years ago to play for the Yankees, played in their minor league system, and was also a vet of, like Vietnam, and just a great guy. And it was our pink at the ballpark night, and we were in the dugout, and the woman that takes all the photos took our shot. And yeah, that's one of my favorite pictures ever.
Danny Tesloff, you, to my knowledge, you are my first friend in the world. I have had cousins and sisters and parents, but you're my first friend in the world. It's good catching up with you. Thank you for being a guest on Labors for Neighbors and talking about your work.
Anytime, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, man.
Give you a lot of stuff, but hey.
All right. Bye.
See ya.